Good morning, my friends, and welcome to yet another incredible installment of Morning Reload. From very high above all the puerile and pedantic forms of Wyoming mainstream media, this is Cowboy State Politics. I, of course, am your illustrious host, David Iverson, firmly and permanently ensconced behind the silver Cowboy State Politics microphone and broadcasting to you from the depths of the middle swamp in Wyoming's capital of Cheyenne. Good morning, my friends, and welcome to the program. Happy Monday. Yeah, another Monday in the middle swamp. It's so thick around this place, you can almost smell it. Now, I'm sure you heard over the weekend that there is a $1 billion difference between how much money the House of Representatives spent and how much money the Wyoming Senate did not want to spend. $1 billion. Keep in mind that what the governor wanted to spend was $10.8 billion. A gigantic sum of money. We need to put this into a little bit of perspective. Since the very first year that Albert Somers was in the House of Representatives, which was 2013, till now, the budget has tripled. Tripled in 11 years. Now, you can't tell me that the cost of everything has gone up 300% in 11 years. Now, certainly since COVID and since Joe Biden took over, there's been an extraordinary amount of inflation, but not 300%. Nor has the population of Wyoming tripled in 10 years. In fact, it's remained pretty well stagnant. The price of fuel really hasn't gone up 300% either. Since the Barack Obama administration, which that was the guy in the White House when Albert Somers was elected, till now, gas has bounced anywhere between $1.50 to $5 and then back and forwards and back and forwards. So you really can't blame the increase in the budget on the price of fuel. The average weekly salary in America since 2013 hasn't tripled either. In 2013, average weekly earnings among all Americans was $786 a week. In 2023, it was $1,142. So, a big increase, but definitely not triple. The point here is that all of these redcoats just cannot help themselves but spend your money. And yet, all of them seem to be intent on helping you with your property taxes, or at least that's what they say. There's House Bill 45 with Barry Crago, putting a 5% cap on the amount of increase that your taxes can go up. Now, the truth is that county assessors and the Department of Revenue are going to look at that 5%, and in their mind, at the very least, it's going to be, well, that's what they can go up. The truth is, if you talk to any county assessor across the state of Wyoming, or at least the ones that are honest, they'll tell you that typically, before all of these giant increases, that everybody's property taxes went up about 5% a year. That's pretty normal. Where do you think that Barry Crago got that number? And then there's House Bill 203, Steve Harshman's solution for all of the property taxes. All of the sudden, Steve Harshman is in favor of lowering your property taxes. Has anybody asked the question of, is Steve Harshman capable of changing his spots? Leopards don't, and Steve Harshman doesn't either. It was only 1 year ago that Steve Harshman said this.
So what's happened in these states that have done caps? And some of them are wealthy states, but really, who's benefited? The rich are going to benefit the most. They're going to benefit the most.
Huh. Tax cuts for the rich. That was 1 year ago in the general session. Several times in this year's budget session, Steve Harshman has made reference to Tax Reform 2000, at least twice this session. Here's one of them.
I tell you what, I haven't seen the lobby like that. Maybe medical malpractice back in 2004. But I tell you, the tactics are the same. I mean, we went through the Tax 2000 study. We needed an income tax. What happened there? Well, a lot has changed, folks. We got this whole new sales tax set up. We got online sales tax. We got, in 2003, just after Tax 2000, we had 3% of our revenue from the per mill trust fund. Now it's up to 30%. And so here's what the deal is. It's all about delay. Study it. Study it. study it. Well, we don't make laws in the interim. And here's the average. There'll be 20 new members here next year.
First of all, I hope it's the right 20 members and we get rid of 20 redcoats. That would be fantastic. But the real point here is, why is Steve Harshman bringing up Tax Reform 2000 so often during this legislative session? He flat tells you in the soundbite that the whole point of Tax Reform 2000 was to institute a state income tax. So why then now is Steve Harshman interested in cutting people's taxes? The truth is, he's not. Several legislators have told Cowboy State Politics that for every 1% increase in the sales tax, it only equals out to about $40 million. So 2 cents then would be $80 million. $80 million is a far cry from what we collect in property taxes. So there's that problem with House Bill 203. The second one is that a sales tax is the most regressive tax that you can pass because it affects proportionally those people of lower incomes more than it does people that make a lot of money. Think about it, right? If you're only making $20,000 a year, a 2% sales tax is going to affect you a lot more than it does somebody who makes $60,000 or $80,000 a year. That just makes sense. But if you look at all the money that the House of Representatives has spent this year, and it's about $900 million more than what the Senate agreed to, why would any of them be interested in lowering your taxes? It would just mean less money for them, and they've proven during this session that all they want to do is spend every last dime that you have. So just from a larger perspective, it doesn't make any sense for them to really be in favor of lowering your taxes, nor does it make any sense that they would accept any revenue shortfall whatsoever. Let me give you another example that'll help prove that they're really not interested in lowering your taxes whatsoever. There were three amendments that were brought by Representative Mark Jennings. The first one was for about $80 million worth of tax relief for 1 year, just to give everybody in the state of Wyoming relief. That one failed. And then the next day, Mark Jennings brought two more amendments, and it was brilliant. It was a brilliant move to show that the Redcoats, they're not interested at all in helping you out. We'll get back to the program in just a second. But first, an absolutely obscene profit timeout. After all, somebody's got to pay for this little adventure in the swamp. Cowboy State Politics is brought to you by the purveyors of the best socks that I have ever put on my feet, the Buffalo Wool Company. Even though the temperatures in Wyoming have been fluctuating a little bit, you can be certain that they're definitely going to drop. In fact, Don Day says it's going to happen within this week, and you definitely don't want your little feet to get cold at any point. The best socks that I have ever worn are made by the Buffalo Wool Company. To get you a pair, go to their website, thebuffalowoolco.com. Trust me, you are definitely not going to be disappointed. And for the other end of your body, you don't want your ears to get cold either. New Trend Hats down in Kemmerer has the best selection of hats for both men and women, and you're sure to find one to keep that head of yours nice and toasty warm. So go to their website, newtrendhats.com. Also, this program is brought to you by Morton Buildings. They are the experts in metal building construction. They've been doing it longer than anybody else around, and they definitely do a much better job than anybody else. So give them a call, 307-674-2532, or you can check them out on their website at mortonbuildings.com. Don't forget to subscribe and follow the program. That way you can be notified for every single brand new episode of Cowboy State Politics. You can do that from the website, cowboystatepolitics.com, or anywhere that you get your podcasts. And now, back to the program. What Representative Jennings said on his second amendment.
Anybody else for the second time before the sponsor? Representative Jennings.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. So to answer those questions, it is 1 year only. And I think that most of our constituents, if not all, understand that this is not reform. This is just some relief. And this is immediate relief. The answer to the other question was that at 14 mil, it'll average on $240,000, about $320. Like I said, this is my favorite. If this is not wiping out the last 5 years of increases or things of that nature, because there's other aspects of taxation, this only brings relief in the short term for 1 year. That's why we chose to put it into a budget amendment, because we have other tax bills that are coming up that are going to address the longer term solutions. And it may take us more than this session to get that figured out. So what I'm asking you with this one is, $160 million. Last year we took in an extra $504 million. I don't think this is too much. Our people are feeling it right now. And this keeps everyone whole, the schools, the counties, the towns. We're actually just taking some of that money. We're putting $310 million in savings. And we're spending $800 million total more above and beyond where we probably were. So I don't know. I look at my constituents and I think that's a fairly important thing. $320 is not a lot, but at least shows them that we're headed down the right path. Ask for your I vote.
Okay, so a $320 break on your property taxes. $320 is a lot of money to me. May not be to some, but still, it brings immediate relief, and definitely everybody could use an extra $300 in their pocket that they don't have to give to the government. If all of these redcoats were really interested in lowering your property taxes like they said they are, then this would be a pretty easy way to do it. We've absolutely got the cash to do it, and really, there's not a lot of reason why they shouldn't. Except, of course, they don't really want to. Here's the vote on Representative Jennings' Second Amendment. Listen very carefully.
Chief Clerk, please call the roll on third reading amendment number 53 to House Bill 1.
Elliman?
No.
Allred?
Aye.
Andrew?
Aye.
Angelos?
Aye.
Banks?
Aye.
Baer?
Aye.
Berger?
No.
Brown?
No.
Burkhart?
No.
Byron?
No.
Chadwick?
No.
Chestick?
No.
Halston?
No.
Conrad?
Aye.
Crago?
No.
Davis?
No.
Eklund?
No.
Haraldson?
Aye.
Harshman?
No.
Kleiner?
Aye.
Henderson?
No.
Warnock?
Aye.
Jennings?
Aye.
Knapp?
Aye.
Larson Lloyd? Larson JT?
No.
Lawley?
No.
Luck?
Aye.
Diamond?
Aye.
Newsom?
No.
Nicholas?
No.
Niemick?
No.
Northrop?
No.
Oakley?
No.
Overmuller?
No.
O'Hearn?
No.
Olson?
No.
Ottman? Pendergraft?
Aye.
Penn?
Aye.
Preventa?
No.
Rodriguez Williams?
Aye.
Sherwood?
No.
Singh?
Aye.
Slagle?
Aye.
Smith?
Aye.
Stith?
No.
Storer?
No.
Strzok?
Aye.
Stibar?
Aye.
Harper?
Aye.
Trujillo?
Aye.
Walters?
No.
Ward?
Aye.
Washut?
Aye.
Western?
No.
Winter?
Aye.
Wiley?
No.
Yin?
Yep.
Zwanzer Dan?
No.
Zwanzer Dave?
No.
Speaker Summers?
No.
Are there any changes? Elliman? No. To aye? Further changes? Further changes. Closing vote? Vote closed. 28 aye, 34 no.
Third reading amendment number 53 to House Bill 1 has failed.
So, you heard the usual suspects vote no. House Bill 45, Tax Relief Savior Barry Crago, voted no. Cyrus Western, no. And the rest of the Redcoats. Not being satisfied with the results of that one, Representative Jennings tried it a third time. Here's what he said.
That is Representative Jennings.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. I move Budget Amendment number 80 to House Bill number 1 and ask for your favorable consideration. Members, like I was just trying to do on the last one, we won't take up much time here because I think the arguments have already been made. I was trying to gauge the desire in the room yesterday, starting with 80 million, and then my favorite of 160 to try and get the money back to our people that are hurting. So this time I cut it in half. So there's only 40 million. We don't have to go into any of the savings part of that. So it's the same thing. 3.5 mil reduction. The average on a $240,000 house, about $80. It's not a lot of money. You go home and tell your constituents that, hey, we actually did care. We actually wanted to bring this to the people and buy and pay off some of their bills. And again, everybody is still left whole. Schools are left completely whole. So we won't belabor the argument any further. I'd ask for you will check the temperature just one more time here. $40 million, ask for your eye vote.
So now we're down to $80. Can we give each Wyoming homeowner $80 off of their property taxes? Now, the truth is, when it comes to property taxes, $80 isn't that much. But still, it's a little bit of an immediate relief. You can probably guess what the result of this vote was, but here it is anyway.
Chief Clerk, please call the roll on third reading amendment number 8 to House Bill 1.
Elliman?
Aye.
Allred?
Aye.
Andrew?
Aye.
Angelos?
Aye.
Banks?
Aye.
Baer?
Aye.
Berger?
No.
Brown?
No.
Burkhart?
No.
Byron?
No.
Kendrick?
No.
Jesse?
The usual suspects. So what you should take from this is they wouldn't even give you $80. So what makes you believe that you're going to get any sort of property tax relief or reform or whatever the language is they're using these days? Honestly, what really makes you believe that? You shouldn't, because that's only the propaganda that they're feeding you. That'll about do it for today's installment of the program. Have a good rest of your week, and we'll talk again probably tomorrow with that breaking news update that I promised you. Trust me, you're going to love it. And the Redcoats? Well, probably not so much. On a completely different note, at church yesterday, we had some of the Gideons come in and speak to our congregation and talk about their mission of distributing Bibles. They are the people that put Bibles in motel rooms and hand them out just about everywhere. And it got me thinking, why not try to give some away on the program? So I got a couple of their New Testaments from them. And if you think that you might want one, All you got to do is send me an email. The address is david@cowboystatepolitics.com, or shoot me a Facebook message, and I'd be glad to send one to you. I'll even pay the shipping. Just let me know that you want one, and I'll send it to you. But for now, from the depths of the middle swamp in Wyoming's capital of Cheyenne, I'm David Iverson, and this is the one and only Cowboy State Politics.